Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week it's a mom spectacular! Mothers-in-laws, MILFs, mommy girlfriends, we've got it all! I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey, mommy!
Tim was taking a picture of the screen, so I called him out. Michael DeMauro.
Hi, mommy!
Oh, and Nick Bristow.
I'm not doing it. Hello, Jennifer.
Guys, thank you for wishing me a happy Mother's Day since I am the filth mother.
Well, okay, so I was thinking about this earlier before we started the show. I think the closest mother we have here is Michael.
Yeah, I think that's true, actually.
Motherfucker,
I feel like probably of the four of us, I might have the least motherly instincts,
that is very
actually.
Yeah, while you have the correct tools that we lack,
yeah,
on the emotional side.
You're a firm mommy. Go,
baby. I'm a firm mommy.
Yeah. No, you can say that, Michael.
I'm a cool, my energy is cool aunt energy. I am not motherly, but today is the day that we celebrate all the moms out there. It's Mother's Day. We're recording on May 9th, 2021.
Can we go around the horn and say our favorite moms? My favorite mom is Bakugo's MILF-ass mom.
Oh my
She's
god.
So hot.
She fucking rules. Oh, man, Tim, you gotta give me time to prepare for these. There's too many moms to think about. I can't.
Daenerys, the mother.
I feel like the internet celebrates dads a lot.
Wait, what? Know? Say that again?
I feel like the internet celebrates dads a lot. They celebrate them a lot more than mothers.
Internet, you should celebrate moms.
That's probably sexist.
I think that video games should celebrate moms more and kill them less. That feels like a thing that happens.
Yeah.
Because I was just thinking about how always in games it's like the single dad.
It's like the tragic character where they lost their mom.
If there's a dad, it's a survival story. If there's a mom, it's a horror story.
Damn. Oh, wow. That's...
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm currently dealing with the mom in Resident Evil 7 because I want to play Resident Evil 8, and it's scary.
Does she expect too much of you?
Yeah, like? The thing about Resident Evil 7, if you haven't played it, like, it's not scary and like, ooh, I'm gonna eat you. It's more like, I'm disappointed because you did bad on the test, and that's so much scarier.
It hurts.
And then they eat you for it.
And then they eat you, yeah. And you're like, damn. I can't turn in my homework because my mom ate my hands.
Wow, that's really that's
Resident Evil for you.
No spoilers. Resident Evil 8 starts extremely in the mom zone,
man.
And then
I'm trying to
get dark.
I'm scrolling through a Nerdist article about 24 moms, and so far I've not liked a single one of them.
Oh man, I know that I have an answer to this, but I think that
Eludra,
she is a mom. That's
found
true.
Family.
That is true. Yeah. I'm sure I will think of more moms that I'm in love with throughout this episode.
I got one. My favorite mother is my own. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Mommy.
Yeah, I considered that and then I ruled it out.
I love my mom.
Yeah, no, I love my mom too.
Oh, your mom's fucking wild. My mom's fun, wild. Your mom.
My mom, yeah.
My mom's fun, wild, parentheses, depressing. Your mom is depressing. Wild princess depressing.
Yeah.
if you all met my mother, you'd be like, oh, I get it now.
Now I really want to meet your mom.
Hey, one of my favorite things is, you know, back when I used Facebook and I would allow more of the listenership to friend me on there.
Peek into your life.
Right. It's mostly Michael and Bachman's fault because they would just accept like anyone. It's like, oh, I have two mutuals. And then I realized it was just Michael and Bachman. So like on a lot of my posts, she'll post very mom-like things.
Of course.
Like, oh my God, you're so funny. But make sure that everyone knows who you got it from.
Yes.
And then I just always responded with a very classical, Mom!
I love that
she does it on my Instagram sometimes too.
We have a magnet on our fridge of your mom, her acting. What do you call that?
She had like a voiceover.
Like a voiceover thing?
Magnet.
Yeah,
resume thing.
It's got her headshot. I love it. I love seeing it. Happy Mother's Day to Tim's mom. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to get into these questions? Because I will be real with you. There, a couple of them are a little longer because I just had to simply keep it with the mom theme today.
Wait, Jill Shields. She's a good mom.
I don't know who that is.
That's Carly's mom.
Oh.
I was like, is that
I thought it was a famous person. I was like, is this a person from
Famous? My own mom's fine, too.
Michael's like, my favorite mother is Jill Stein.
I
like that Hillary Clinton.
You'd go with Carly for
it
stepmother.
Wasn't Jill Stein's fault, by the way.
Well, no, Carly would be very offended by that.
Stepmommy.
Tim, would you like to read our first question, sir?
I'm on Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah, Tim's tweeting right now.
I'm tweeting right now. What's up?
Oh. This is such a Tim question to do, too, I feel like. Okay. I got you this gift.
God damn it. My 34 female mother-in-law, 60s female, steals my jokes. I'm a lawyer who does comedy writing on the side.
Wow.
Naturally. The most natural combos.
Natural. Lawyers are funny. Ish. I've only been doing it for about 2 years now. Part of the reason I got to do this is because of my Twitter. It's how I looked, that's how I booked a few gigs, but unfortunately that means a lot of material is public. And so, my husband mom steals my jokes.
Damn.
I'll workshop a joke on Twitter or Facebook, and the next thing I know, her name pops up on my feed using my joke in one of her Facebook groups. Or shall we rework it into a story about her cooking or something on her own wall? And when we see her in person, especially if there's other family around, she'll bust out a couple of my jokes like she's been saving them up. None of these are just showing off my daughter-in-law's jokes, because I'm never credited when she reworks them. So it's not like she's simply repeating them. She outright steals them. I've mentioned that it bothers me to my husband, and while he sympathizes with my annoyance, says it's not really worth getting into a fight with her for, but I disagree. My problem is, I can't block her from my page because it's public and she'd notice, so I have to have a talk with her. But I have no idea what to say. Hey, don't steal my jokes. Seems weird and petulant. Is there another way I can have this talk with her? Christmas is coming, and since my husband and I just did a private ceremony, this is the first time my family is meeting his family. So I know the joke theft will be rampant because of her large audience. And I'd like to have the talk before then, so I don't explode. TLDR, my mother-in-law steals my jokes. How do I talk to her about this?
Just block her on Twitter.
Block her on Twitter. This is, you don't like it.
This is pretty fucked.
And the thing that sucks the most about this is it is one of those things where someone else is doing something objectively wrong, but if you bring it up, you look
worse somehow. Seem petty.
You seem petty, and it sucks that there's like things like that. It's like... Everyone can agree. Yeah, it's fucked up that the mom is stealing, the mother-in-law is stealing the jokes.
Right.
But also, for some reason, I think we all collectively know that bringing it up would not go over well.
Right.
And why is that?
You gotta passively, aggressively explain, like, how retweeting works and how you can post links to tweets and it will pull it into your Facebook feed.
All you need to do is get, you know, some of those weird freak shit where people go viral and they start, I don't know, advertising detox diarrhea potions,
flat tummy tea and such.
Like Vibrator
speaking
shit like
of
that.
Which hit us up at
I saw an ad that says we have 20 pounds of doo-doo. I need
we gotta get it out.
I probably don't because I you're not important.
Thank you for not going down that
and the reason why I say that is because you need to establish an income stream to your Twitter, not just tangentially to your comedy stuff, directly to your tweets, so that when she does a joke felony, you can bring it to small claims court.
I mean, so yeah, this person is a lawyer.
Oh my gosh, she should send her a fucking, like, nasty gram lawyer letter. Like, do a DMCA on her.
Like that time that one dude posted that picture of Toronto or whatever and
we
got sued.
She should copyright one of her jokes, wait for her mother-in-law to steal it, and then fucking ruin her.
Yes,
take every penny she's ever made.
Yeah, you're going to get that inheritance regardless. I mean, I don't know.
But, like, might as well just make sure you get it now.
You got to teach her a lesson.
I'm fairly certain that Twitter owns everything you tweet, right?
Oh my God, what?
So, like, she's technically stealing... She's stealing from a billion-dollar company.
Oh, my God.
And then also, aren't tweets saved in the Library of Congress? So isn't she also committing a federal crime?
I don't know about that. I think that, like, if you're a member of Congress, I think they are, or the president.
No, I think they know, like, all the tweets are saved somewhere online.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if it's every tweet.
You can go download all your tweets from
there's a lot of jokes of, like, when people make a good joke, they follow it up with, like, hey, Congress, put this one in there.
yeah.
Hey, did you see this one?
But the thing is, they have to print it out on an 8x11 piece of paper.
That's so true.
And, like, file it. So,
now, baby, that's how you make an NFT.
That's why we're in debt.
That's so true. I also think it's fun because this is absolutely not a problem. It's just an annoying thing. Okay, and can't we kind of give it up for being annoyed instead of having like a real problem? Because like
that's a very good point.
This is not a problem at all, except for this would drive me to become the Joker.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's the thing. It's like, yeah, okay, like yes, like objectively in the scale of the world, it's not a problem. But yes, this is the little fine grit in your shoe that just makes you absolutely insane.
Well, I mean, there's no way that she doesn't understand that what she's doing is wrong, right? Like,
I disagree. Michael, the problem with that is, how do I say this? Society and various things have broken mothers.
this is a thing that Tim and I talk about, like, all the time, actually. And
it's kind of a delicate thing, because you can, it's like, oh, yeah, I can do a light misogyny because all I'm doing is saying that it's the men that did it, which is not necessarily the best way to say it, and it's not necessarily true.
No, it's just society.
Broadly speaking, take a look, everyone. If you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s,
and today,
I have no idea, it's about 20s, I assume so as well. Take a look at your mom. Most likely, they're broken. And
there's something about I just feel like society just wears you down so much that at some point you're just like, okay, I've decided to become head empty, no thoughts, or just, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it.
It's probably like, you know, generations of undiagnosed depression, anxiety, trauma, yada, yada, yada. So, I mean, Michael, I say that to say that I could see my mom doing this. Except for, she wouldn't have to because my mom's funny.
Tim does it to her.
Sure. I was just thinking, like, in this situation, like, if it was, like, your mom, like, your mom would never steal my jokes. She would be like, look at how funny my daughter-in-law is.
That's the sicko.
Because your mom is great and nice. So,
Right. So, like, obviously, there's a lot of caveats because, like, you know, I'm sure there's mothers listening who fit that age grade and like, I'm not broken. Not everyone is.
No. It's just more of a, just like a trend I've seen amongst
our moms and our friends' moms.
But one thing that I feel like when we get these questions, sometimes you get a sentence that gives you a view into perhaps other things that are going on. And the fact that the husband's like, yeah, I understand where you're coming from, but it's not worth it to fight her on it. Yeah. It's like, okay.
Well, he's married to Kevin James.
So what's going on there that the husband's just like,
is 100% his job to fix.
It is, 100%.
He needs to go fix this. That's the not funny response to this, is that it's just your job to fix this, bro.
Is it possible that she just had the same joke idea at the same
time?
That's true. And over again.
She's like, I was doing law the other day.
You know me, a lawyer.
Are all the jokes about her husband? And so they're just all,
I was sucking my husband's dick the other day.
So this is what I was thinking about. So you know like how in school, like if you like knew someone was cheating off you, sometimes a way to like stop that is you. Like,
no, I don't know that feeling anymore. Everybody, what's up?
What? But like you would put like, I have done this before and I've heard of it. Other people like put a wrong answer down if someone's copying
that's
you
so funny.
To like make them stop. Like,
yeah, no one ever copied
like, off
you. That's
funny. So like write a joke that will get her mother-in-law canceled?
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm going with this.
Oh my God.
But like, or maybe like get her canceled or like do jokes that she can't post.
Right. Are you part of a different marginalized, like are you a progressive bisexual?
I just feel, then you're, okay, you know what that feels like? That feels like entrapment, like when the cops are like, I'm going to talk you into committing a crime
then
charge you for it.
That's
and like,
true.
So I'm not like necessarily thinking to the level of canceled, like actually bad stuff, but more like stuff that just won't like fly with her audience. Like, so move it into blue comedy.
Yeah, you gotta talk about
real blue collar comedy
by your husband.
Stuff.
Yeah, talk about poo poo and pee pee.
No,
like,
me and my husband were doing anal.
I didn't know you could squirt when you're being anal pounded.
Yeah, like what would mothers-in-law not want to joke about on their Facebook to their friends? I mean, yeah,
about their sons aren't special boys.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, yeah, what if she starts like making jokes about how much her husband sucks?
My husband's always hungry and I never feed
him. Why did you write jokes on Twitter about how much your mother-in-law sucks?
My mother-in-law steals my jokes. Yeah, just write a joke about it. Come on, whatever.
Well, I mean, like, I really don't know how to deal with it because the thing is, like, yes, like, if someone was going to deal with it, it should be the husband. But again, even him, but, like, how do you bring, like, I'm sorry, I just don't feel like there's a way to bring this up that doesn't make you look like,
Mom, come on. You're making Carol mad. Mom.
No, I should be like, Carol wouldn't care, but Mom, it's so uncool what you're doing.
Yeah, I noticed something.
You need
Carol
to give credit.
Okay? Carol got 13,000 likes on this, and then you got 8 likes in your knitting group.
Oh.
That was actually violence that you did to her.
What if you just went on her page and was just like, oh my god, this is hilarious. How did you come up with this on everyone?
Oh my god. Yeah, could you, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, there's no way to solve this, even the right way, because you're just going to turn into the Joker, and then at Christmas, you're going to like be screaming your jokes out of context just to get it in before your mother-in-law. And I respect that.
You're going to turn the 4th of July into the 4th of shit, for sure. By screaming at your mother-in-law.
You go on your mother-in-law's page, and you're just like, oh my god, this is so fucked up. You'd have to be pretty fucked up to think of this joke, huh?
Wow. You're zany.
From the twisted mind of my mother.
And then you'd have to be like, you have to keep telling her, like, you have to explain to her why, I don't know, even if you make up the explanation, like, get her to think, like, the joke is bad in some way. So she'll be like, oh, this is my daughter-in-law's joke. You gotta get her to admit it.
I think you gotta make up, like, a new term. And then when she uses the term, when she steals your jokes, you tell her, like, oh, yikes, you can't say that. Only blah, blah, blah say that.
And also, wouldn't it be funny, like, because obviously the mother-in-law is stealing jokes from her. Mm-hmm. So if you just, like, came at her like, oh, this is really problematic, like, I feel like her brain would break.
Yeah.
Like,
I said that. But that's a good point.
Wrote it.
Yeah, how if she brought that up, like, completely. Hey, yikes, actually.
The other part of this plan is you do need to make a catfish account and then befriend her for the next 2 years before you can lay this trap.
That's a good point.
What if you, I like this catfish account trait of thought, and I want to go down that, because what if you, like, pretend to be an executive or something, or a talent scout of some sort, and then you're like, listen, this is gold. I need you to stop posting it and send the jokes only to me, and we're going to sign you a deal.
You guys seen that Key and Peele skit about this, essentially?
No.
It's very funny. They're in class. It's, you know.
Yes. Oh, and he can't pronounce the names.
That's a different one. That's another good one in class. There's many ones in class, but basically the both of them are there. One of them, like, under their breath, says the joke, and they get screamed at, but then their buddy says it louder, and they love it.
And then, like, Obama comes.
Well, it's like the fluffy guy. Who's the fluffy comedian? Gabriel Iglesias?
Yes.
He's like, you're so funny, man. I'm doing a set tonight. Do you want to go? Like, and he's like, what the fuck is happening? It's very, very, very funny. That's what's happening here.
That's very much like my story about my brother who said, when I said Mother Nature is beautiful, and then he got yelled at by the youth pastor after he repeated me. I told this story a couple weeks ago. I brought that story up, like, when I saw my family over one of the times this past couple months, and my brother totally remembers it, and he's still embarrassed about it to this day. He was like, I was so mad that I got yelled at, and I was like, oh man, I didn't even know you still thought about that, because I did.
Hey, that's what, it sounds like what we're saying is pull a Nick, I guess, and, you know, get her in trouble.
Yeah, I think you have to. I think that's actually the only way to, because I think that this is one of those cases where dealing with it directly is not going to work, I don't think. I think you actually have to be passive aggressive.
You have to catfish your mother-in-law.
Humans are not dogs, but you sometimes got to treat them as such.
So you need to put a shock collar on your mother-in-law and zap her every time she tries to
treat. I was more saying, like, you know, put a little, you know, human food at the edge of the table, but make it spicy as shit.
Oh,
so that when dog tries to grab it, they're like, okay, not going to do that again.
People think catfishing is only for evil, but it could be for good. For vengeance.
Wow.
Good vengeance.
The good kind, yeah. The good
kind. For joke stealing mother-in-laws.
Yeah, it's a crime, and she should absolutely get in trouble for
this. She should go to forever jail. Mm-hmm.
That's the rules.
That's the rules.
I feel like we've dealt with this one. So, Michael, could you please?
I'd love to.
What the fuck?
I'll explain after.
Oh, man. What is this? Is this like me? Is this a question from 18-year-old?
This was a little on the edge. I'm like, I don't care.
Is this question from 18-year-old Michael? Is that what this is? Is that why it says 18M? 18 Michael?
18 Michael.
18 male. Where can a teenage boy become friends with / talk casually with older women?
Hell
now,
yes.
Now, let me tell you guys what happened here. I
was on a special subreddit that I
well no to. I went to our relationships and our relationship advice and I searched MILF. and this is
one looking of the for episodes or looking for episode questions or just in general.
Yep. Well, listen, I don't have to answer that question.
First off, this is a serious post. And I'm not a young pervert looking for MILFs.
Oh, sure.
If that was the impression you received from the title.
No, why would you say that?
I just want to be online friends with an older woman and talk to her about stuff. Tobacco ash, plain food, dairy milk, stock prices. What? The iris of centuries old mummies?
What the fuck is happening?
Though if the relationship turns sexual or flirtish, I certainly don't mind.
What?
Not joking.
Okay, well, then, like, contradicting the first sentence here.
Any subs or forums or rooms online where I can find friendly, mature females like that? Thanks in advance.
Yeah.
Any response will be appreciated.
Now,
every porn website you go to has rooms for
I mature feel women. Pretty confident that this post was written with one hand, as they say. I just love
holding the Bible with the other.
I love that he's like, listen, I'm not a pervert, but if it turns sexual, I wouldn't mind.
This is the weirdest question we've ever had in the show.
It's up
the
there.
Specificity of the things that he's.
The weird part is tobacco ash.
Tobacco?
What is tobacco?
I think actually dairy milk is the one.
You don't think the iris of centuries old mummies isn't
no, too weirdly, specific? That one's so weird that it's, yeah, that one's so weird that it doesn't
that
like
means.
Jump out, you know? It's the normal shit that is making me lose my mind.
The tobacco ash for sure, because like, is that a thing? Why
is that the end of the burnt cigarette?
Do people care about that?
I don't know. Man.
Do people care about the ash of the tobacco?
Because
ashtrays are.
You're from North Carolina.
I don't think you can do anything with that. It's not. It's not like burnt weeds that you can turn into butter.
Make tobacco cigarette brownies.
Oh no! Ugh. Oh, that sounds very bad.
I'm assuming somehow each of these five topics he's brought up do somehow get him into bed with an older woman.
Yeah.
I mean, older women, they love to talk about plain food.
Oh, that's true.
In stock prices.
Milk,
for sure.
Dairy especially. I imagine, you know, this 18-year-old Michael was trying to bring up all of these topics. Like, he's brought up dozens of topics, right, to people who are also 18. They're simply not mature enough
they're
to discuss
not.
The irises
oh
of
gosh.
Centuries-old mummies.
Yeah.
So he's like, I gotta find me a MILF. I mean, an older woman to talk
a
to.
A mature female.
Yeah. This fucking...
Do you think that all... So there's obviously a trend in pornography.
Yes.
Where it's either step-siblings banging
yes.
or...
They love that.
Or the mother-in-law.
Yes.
Is that so? Is where are we in the chicken and egg thing? Is it is this always been a thing, and that's why they've made it, Or have they made it so much that now it's a much bigger thing?
How long have we been lusting after MILFs in our tenure as human beings on this planet?
Forever, I have to assume.
the power of MILF.
I forget if it's 100% or 99% of Freud stuff has been debunked, but what if, you know?
Well, because I was also just thinking about, like, the fact, like, the whole, like, Oedipus comp, like the story of Oedipus and the whole thing of him fucking his mom. Like, so that's a long time ago. That's pretty old.
It's like that was pretty old.
70s or earlier.
Yeah. At least the 70s. I think this has happened forever. It's fucked up and an asteroid just hit our planet. But there's a chance it'll be worse of a new species that arises from the ashes. So I guess we just run around with it. We really want to fuck our mothers, I guess.
But guys, can we please help this teenage boy?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think he should volunteer at a retirement home.
That's a great point.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's like, hey, let me tell you about a room that you can go to. It's the retirement home.
I mean, the thing is, they don't care that this young not pervert is coming to visit. Like, they just want somebody to talk to.
Yeah, man.
If he's, you know, getting a little secret thrill from it, then but they get to talk about tobacco ash, so it's a win-win.
No harm with
no one will talk to
thrill.
Them about tobacco ash except for this young man.
Yeah, is that what he just thinks old people like to talk about?
What's the deal with plain food? Am I right?
What is the deal?
Isn't it weird how they have to spice the food differently because of the pressure in the plane makes your taste buds not function the same way as ground level?
Is that real?
Yeah.
What?
I was thinking more like, hey, remember peanuts? Why you open the bag and there's only like 3 peanuts in there? But you can't even give people peanuts anymore.
They don't give peanuts anymore.
Oh my god, we're so weak now.
Peanut allergies, it's just sad. It's just like sad pretzels. That's it. You don't even always get that.
Yeah, so true.
Guys, I don't even remember what being on a plane's like. It's been too long.
I can't even make a plane food joke because it's been so long since I've eaten food on a plane. So I went on a plane recently on one of my trips, and like they tell you to take your mask down. Take a sip or a bite of food, and then put the mask back as you chew or swallow.
Personally, I plan to just get a straw under there. Just loop it under my mask.
Yeah, a straw would actually go a long way.
All right, everybody, I'm online. I'm on cougarlife.com.
Oh, baby.
Kind of looking around.
The new cougar cub relationship is this portion of this website. I didn't know.
At Cougar Life, we're all about the new modern cougar lifestyle. That's definitely not your mother's cougar bar. Today's cougar is fun-loving, smart, knows what she wants, and likes to talk about tobacco ash. Everyone can be a cougar, from top-level executives, soccer moms, community leaders, and newly single women who want the fun of a relationship without all the demands and baggage of plain food. Cougars come from in all shapes and sizes and ages. There's no standard age for cougars, and Cougar Life welcomes women in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and up. The only requirement is that you're a woman who enjoys dating younger guys.
Man.
The younger men who date sexy older women are affectionately referred to as cubs. Sometimes there's a little as 5-year gap between. Sometimes it's 20 or more. It really doesn't matter as long as everyone knows what they're looking for and what they're getting.
These cougars are hot. I was like, I thought that Tim was going to continue reading everything on this website for
a second. I'm in it.
I think Tim was into tobacco ash added in by you?
No, it was just there.
Did you guys see that new Hulu series, Cougar King? Crazy.
Damn. I feel like that this Cougar Life website is appropriating the term cub from gay culture. I'm pretty sure. I don't know, man.
was this posted in a place where he could have actually just with this post attracted some, I read it, so
I don't know if it got deleted.
It's a couple years. But I just found it this morning, so it must not have gotten deleted.
On Reddit?
Yeah.
I just searched the title.
I found it this morning.
Jennifer, I've been asking you, put the links in the doc.
Have you been asking me that?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I think, early on. In today's crazy economic wealth gap society, like, the idea of an established older woman is probably very attractive to an 18-year-old.
Who would not want to date a woman who will also take care of you and be your mommy.
Yeah.
Do you know what is attractive to an 18-year-old man? Like, literally what? Anyone who will have sex with you. Literally anyone.
Anything at all. Like, the thing is, it is very funny that this dude posted on, I can't remember if it was on our relationship or relationship advice. I was probably relationship advice, if I had to guess, just because of the quality
is
of it.
Is relationship advice still down?
Oh, maybe that's why it didn't come up, because I think it might be, like, weirdly locked still, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, I just, like, dog, you could have looked around Reddit. Like, there's gotta be.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, everything. Most of those are scams, though.
So true.
Yeah. Oh, that is true. Yeah, you are gonna, if you were an 18-year-old man, you are very, very, you're in very danger susceptible. Of being catfished online.
Cougar Life has decent reviews. Only 2,500 followers on Twitter. That's fine. You gotta start somewhere.
They doesn't look like they posted in a while.
Aren't there just, like, fucking sliders on Tinder? Can't you just, like, make it so that you're looking for a certain age?
He's not looking for a relationship. He's just looking for women to talk to.
Nick, he's lying. He wants to fuck older ladies.
He's looking for
none of the other stuff is true.
Michael.
He does not care about plain food.
You doubt this young man who's coming to the internet for help?
Guys, I'm gonna fucking cry. I think I'm out of cub age territory now.
Oh, yeah, you're too old.
Oh, no.
I'm too old. I have, like, another...
Is Jennifer older than you?
No.
Oh,
I have another month where
Jennifer
I'm able
is
to
in
be
prime
one.
MILF territory.
I am in prime. I'm about to turn 34. That feels like...
God, I need it.
I have to say, though, I don't think I have MILF energy. That's not really my...
Again, we're going back to
zero maternal instinct. Yeah. So that's, I can't really exude that.
That's fair.
But, man, so this, the post that I found, I'm pretty sure that it's from a couple years ago, and I am so curious what this young man is up to these
me,
days.
22.
Actually, I guess
my
I can
wife,
just go
55.
See if he's posted.
Fighting about taxes and her racism.
Oh, no. Okay. I found. Okay. Yeah. He's this. Oh boy.
How did you find it?
Oh boy.
This did not work out well for him.
I'm in prison.
Okay. This person. They just use their fucking regular ass Twitter account. There's just, like, a lot of, like, boring stuff in here. What
my
is
graphics
this?
Card doesn't work.
Okay. Man, this might be a joke. Actually, like, there's some weird posts in this person's history.
We'll share with the class.
Well, mostly they're talking about periods and stuff.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm like, are you? What's going on here?
They're super interested about the flow.
Frequent recurring UTIs. Oh, okay. You know what? That was posted in the Ask Vet subreddit. So that must be that must be about their pet. Oh. I thought it was them.
Why does your cat keep getting UTIs? Okay.
But then also, this person, menstruating people of Reddit who use pads, cloths, rags, absorb period underwear. How do you keep yours? Okay, yeah, like, what? I'm very confused by this person's account, gotta say. They made an account that said, or made it a post that said, can you just put your Brita picture in the refrigerator, please?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, do that.
I would like a Brita picture.
I have high hopes for this young man. I think he's going to be able to find himself a MILF online.
So true.
To talk things with. What else do you think he would like to talk to people about? To talk to MILFs about, in addition to tobacco ash and the iris of mummies?
There's nothing that combines that connects any of those things together.
Part of them are boring, I guess, but, like, not all of them are. Yeah, you're right.
Fuck. The mummy thing makes me think that, like, maybe he should be poking around on, like, say, the R Paranormal subreddit. Like, find some
maybe
women.
Maybe he's a history buff.
Yeah, you know? He's more historical. I don't think he thinks that mummies are.
Does he think, like, the women that are 15 years older mummies? Than him?
Oh, no. That's
like,
the most milk.
Have more knowledge of mummies because they're older.
Ooh, mummy.
Yikes.
Mummy!
I would just say, go to a college campus, hang out, and, have sex with one of the teachers there. I mean,
what?
They're busy women.
What?
Know? They want to find a young thing, especially if you don't go to that school, gets rid of any of the, conflict of interest.
Do you just want to be one of those guys on campus who's just, like, there? It's like, this guy does not go to school here.
He does not go to school
here. Always here.
He just hangs out here and tries to fuck our smart teachers.
Somebody who works at a college is not against the rules for the teachers to date the students.
Wait, what? It's not?
I saw that episode of Friends, and it's fine, but it comes with problems, and I think if you're not...
Even again, if they're your, in, like, trouble. In your class...
Oh,
Michael's
boy.
Nodding.
I'm not touching that. That's a whole other thing.
Yikes, wow. Colleges.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, like, I don't think there's, like, a... yeah, I don't think you... I think you get in trouble if you're, you know, giving grades for... for handies or something. Like, I don't think I think that's against the rules.
Now, just so you know, for this relationship, just to keep it professional, I am gonna have to give you an F.
You know what? I'm probably wrong. You probably can't date a student that's in your actual class.
Yeah,
that would make more sense to me.
But also,
I'm gonna give you an F.
Other than that, like, it's they're consenting adults technically. Right.
But as we say, 21-year-olds aren't adults. So.
Well, yeah, 21 is like the last year of college. So.
I mean, the one thing that the one reason I felt weird about this one is because the person was 18. It was like, well, that's illegal
they
age.
They can go to war. They can smoke
and
a cigarette.
And he posted it his own damn self. So listen, like, I'm not
here
to judge.
Go talk to this dude.
If any MILFs out there are interested in
mummies, or I guess,
and dairy milk.
Older women, just cougars, right? Not,
that's true. You don't have to be a mom. He does say he just needs to be a mature female. Yeah. He doesn't need to be a mom specifically.
Well, you did say, am I going to regret this? What's a MILF with a V?
Oh, it's just me plural, saying MILF plural.
MILFs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think...
herd of MILFs.
Yeah, it's just MILFs, because it's funny to say that. Mills. Phrase. Do you guys want to go to our last?
I would like to leave that last question.
And most intense question.
Oh,
of all.
Fuck!
I will read this one because it's long. This is one of those that I've been sitting on it for a while, and it's like never been quite the right time. But today,
Mother's Day.
I don't like it.
Today's Mother's Day. I, 23 female, think my boyfriend, 26 male, and his mom, 50 female, are obsessed with each other. Are you guys excited?
Obviously, that's normal.
I mean, like, it's nice to have a good relationship with your mom.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, don't worry. It's definitely going to be normal. Okay, so also, let me just say, too, this person's writing style, whoo.
Jennifer's like, I stayed up too late and drank too much. This was too much to...
Oh my god, yeah. I was getting wild last night and drinking sparkling rosé on the couch while watching Love Island.
I came down at 12:30 to go to bed, and Jennifer has like a full glass of a red juice.
That was sparkling rosé.
Oh, wow.
It was very pink. I don't know why. Yeah, I was having a good time, and then when my alarm went off this morning, I was like,
you're unemployed now.
I'm unemployed.
So you get to do whatever you want.
Whatever.
You deserve it.
So you can just blame that for everything that's happened in this episode today.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so I know from the start that he loves his mother so much.
Cool.
We've been together for 4 years. His mom and dad separated ever since he was a little baby. They separated since he was a little baby. It's like, why would you not say they've been separated since he was young? Like,
yeah.
It's just a very strange way to
say
little
guy. Baby is more descriptive.
He was a little baby, and he grew up with his mom. His mom is a cancer survivor, and I get that he is overly concerned with her health.
However,
I'm confused if what I'm feeling is normal or if I should disregard what I'm thinking because I'm wrong. That's like the number one like underlying thing of any woman writing into these subreddits.
My boyfriend shits on the floor.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
He cleans it up, though, so it's okay.
After I ask him. I sometimes feel like a third wheel when I'm with them.
Ooh, cool.
We will stay in his room, and his mom would shout and ask him every hour to check if he's okay. And at the same time, he would check up on his mom every hour to ask if she's okay.
So,
are you okay in there?
You know, things are different. It's not no judgment or anything. So he still lives with mom at 26?
Yes, still lives with his mom.
Hey, man,
again,
free rent.
It's not as big of a deal now as it used to be, and probably it never should have been a big deal. But
right.
You know, just to clarify.
Yeah.
Free rent.
Free rent, baby.
If one of them is not okay and not feeling well, wouldn't they say it? So there's actually no point in asking that every hour? Fair enough, yes. Yeah. It's actually every hour. One time we had sex, and right after we finished, he shouted, "Mom, are you okay in there?" And I felt so weird about it. Like, Hey, I still haven't cleaned myself up. Shouldn't he wait for us to settle before he calls for mom?
That's right. I'm actually.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Like, yeah, well, not gonna lie.
Filled to the brim, and you're talking about your mom.
Yeah, I'm walking like a cowboy right now, and you. What if you have to go out there and ask your mommy? I was on this guy's side. This is a little weird.
All right, so there's a lot going on in this question. Also, whenever I go to try to prepare a food for my boyfriend, if his mom hears that I'm in the kitchen, she'll go out and look at what I'm preparing. If it's something unhealthy, like fried hot dogs,
what the fuck?
She won't appear
again.
What is
this?
Wait, let's hear it out.
She will appear again in the middle of our meal to tell my boyfriend not to eat too much of it.
Okay, so this is hilarious.
Yeah,
I cannot believe she chose fried hot dogs.
And she's not done. Whenever I cook something like buttered shrimp,
what the fuck?
She'll make a signal using her face directed to my boyfriend to stop eating or control it.
I can't believe I'm a weird mom.
I know. Why are you feeding fried hot dogs and buttered shrimp?
Butter shrimp's not that bad, but
would you just call it scampi?
Yeah.
So the reason why I'm afraid that it's not just, you know, shrimp with a little bit of butter on top with like a nice, you know, whatever sauce or whatever, is the fact that they said fried hot dogs first. So the mind boggles of whatever.
Wait, is the fried hot dog just like a hot dog in a frying pan, or are they deep frying it?
Now, Nick, let me tell you about this, because I grew up eating fried hot dogs. So
what's a fried hot dog?
So you cut it in half. And you fry it in the pan.
Oh, so it's not fried, it's skilleted.
It's skilleted. Yeah, no, not dunked in oil fried, but
oh my God.
My mom, and now I'm craving one right now, actually, used to make fried hot dog sandwiches.
I was about to be like
chili and cheese. It was so, and like slaughter. It was really good.
Oh, sounds great.
I was like, about to be toasted? Like, it would be wild if you deep fried a hot dog. And then I was like, well, would you dip it in batter first? And then I realized that I invented like, corn dogs.
Corn, put a stick in it. Come on, get out of here. Oh my God, I gotta go.
That's literally just how you make hot dogs. You have to score it so you get a little extra crust, you know, fried
right.
On the
a little crispy.
I guess if she's literally just preparing a hot dog, not boiling. Whatever, but hot dogs are delicious, so I'm
waiting. Hot dogs aren't bad for you.
Yeah, but they are good.
Michael!
In general, it doesn't matter if you fry it or not.
Shut up!
They're good for me. I love this meat tube. So yeah, she's definitely feeding the boyfriend many unhealthy foods. Like,
yeah.
If the two things she just grabbed off the top of her head were buttered shrimp and fried hot dogs.
Because again, she's when folks, we assume, are writing these questions, there's an implicit bias towards what they're saying. Everyone does it, even if they have, like, perfect self-reflection, right?
We're all human beings.
We're all human beings. So, like, she's choosing fried hot dogs and butter shrimp because that's better than some of the other garbage.
Right. What else is she? Oh, my. I have to assume she's doing those, like, fucked up, like the Delish or whatever, the videos where they make, fucked up things.
Yeah. She's making those counter nachos with her arms.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah,
it's also possible she's already described certain things oddly, so it's possible this is literally just like a pretty light pasta or like shrimp with a little bit of butter and salt.
I also even get the feeling that like maybe this person, it might not be English as their first language. There could be just a little bit of awkwardness. Because saying that you fix fried hot dogs and buttered shrimp is very funny, but they're not actually that weird. Like, I can see myself eating both hot dogs and
as long as it's not deep fried. And I guess we can agree that deep fried is probably different than fried, but in my brain, it's not.
I think of pan frying.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to go and type in a deep fried hot dog real quick.
Deep fried hot dog. I'll keep reading, Nick, while you do a little investigation on the hot dog sitch.
Okay. Like a bacon wrapped deep fried hot dog.
Ooh, see,
I have to go do diarrhea.
Yeah, that literally, I feel like my stomach just clenched even thinking about that. I can't. I'm well into my 30s. I cannot eat such things
anymore.
Let's
see what other horrors.
Okay, let me keep going with this. Also, it's not just the mom, but also my boyfriend. Whenever we go into deep conversations, he would tell me this line: "I don't need anything in life. I just wanted to live for my mom. My mom is my life."
That's normal.
I don't care about anything else as long as my mom is happy. Like, okay, I get it. I love my mom too, but I don't need to mention it to my boyfriend and make him feel like mom is the one and only priority.
I mean, this mom's raised her kid right, though, you know?
Yeah,
I know.
This guy loves his mom.
Dude, like, she's set forever.
Like,
why is she having sex with this guy?
Here's the thing.
That's a question I want to ask, like, 90% of women on this earth.
Again,
other moms in this mom's mom group are, like, so jealous. Like,
you
have the perfect son.
This is like a Stepford Mom situation of, like, I deprogrammed my son. I mean, this is the shit, like, all of us said when we're 8. And we stop saying it, but my mom will bring it up. It's like, you said you would never move out.
Nah, I'm going to marry my mom.
We all said that.
I mean, kids do say things like that.
That's because kids are liars.
That's true.
All right, let me give you guys some more. Oh, wait, Nick, did you find anything about fried hot dogs?
I mean, it looks like the most common kind of thing is it is like a bacon wrap, but there does appear to be some, like, deep fried hot dogs, and they just look like blistered hot dogs.
Do you guys on Twitter a few weeks back, somebody I think put a hot dog in an air fryer for like a really, really long time, and they documented the process. It was very upsetting. Just think of the driest
That's a gas station.
I mean, hot dogs are natural.
That's what I call the hot dogs. Who has time?
You know what?
I can put down two or three hogs at a time.
They're naturally wet. Like, as you cook a hot dog, it sweats. So the act of just like drying it to jerky and then putting it on a bun.
I am thinking now about dehydrator. Oh no, maybe it was. I think they put it in a dehydrator. They put it in a dehydrator. So I'm thinking about a dehydrated hot dog, and then thinking about pulverizing it into a powder and using the powder things.
Nick, now you're moving to Florida, and you're gonna want to get used to that texture on your cougars down there, buddy. It's pretty rad.
Have you guys seen? There's a guy on Reddit who put stuff in acrylic, and he put a hot dog in acrylic, plastic, and he posts an update every month of like the progress of the hot dog. It's still looking good, okay?
Oh my god.
It's got mustard and ketchup on it in a bun, and it's inside an acrylic block.
That's cool.
And it has not started to mold yet.
Oh my god.
The cursed TikTok food maker lady did a hot dog pasta, and it looked disgusting, but I'd eat it.
Listen, I like garbage food.
Yeah.
I've done some stuff with hot dogs that I wouldn't be the most proud.
Yeah.
You know, some food items, like, but I'm just still really stuck on hot dog powder, honestly. And frankly, I think Dear Internet needs to make a restaurant called Hogs. That's just a hot dog restaurant.
I do love that this question is not at all about hot dogs, but we love hot dogs so much that if anyone mentions hot dogs, it's all we're going
to
talk about.
We have to take a detour. Honestly,
because people talk shit about hot dogs all the time. They're so good.
Hot dogs are good. You're wrong. If you're ever in freaking Philadelphia, you got to go to Destination Dogs, baby. That place is really good.
It's so good.
I watched, I think, a video from Alana Pierce, who's a video game person, and she was basically just going on about how weird it was that when she wants a sausage, she has to ask for a hot dog, and how like in any other part of the world it would be a sausage. A hot dog is just a type of sausage.
Yeah,
and it's so weird.
We went to Germany. We got a different type of Wurst, and I was like, Jennifer, this is just a hot dog. Do not say that.
No, they'll kick you out of the country. Okay.
I read ahead a little bit. Oh, God.
Yeah, all right. Let's keep going.
I like this next sentence.
He is 26 years old, but his mom massages him every day to soothe his body pain.
Yeah, that rocks.
Oh, yeah.
His mom prepares all his clothes so that after taking a bath, he would just wear them.
Yeah, that rocks.
She prepares all his meals. They watch TV together in his room when I'm not around. And when I'm in their house, his mom never joins in what we're doing.
That's what
because it's awkward for her to hang out with her son's other girlfriend.
Yeah.
He won't go out of the house if we don't bring his mom with us.
What?
We never had a romantic date ever since she got sick. And even now that she's fully recovered, he never went to our place ever since she got sick.
Wait, what?
And I'm the one. Does that mean that they have a house together and he's back living with his mom?
I'm hoping what she's saying Is this her husband or boyfriend? For 4 months?
It's her boyfriend.
I'm hoping what she meant is, like...
her house.
Her place.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm hoping there's maybe a little bit of that, like, yeah. language, something going on. He simply won't leave his mom, even for 1 to 2 hours, so he can't even go out to do grocery shopping. Oh, God. I feel like it's already an obsessive kind of relationship, and I'm beginning to get sick of it. But after all that, his mom treats me well. Although I just get weirded out by the relationship that they have. I feel like he's never going to commit 100% in the future once he marries someone. There's a lot. There are many, many sentences with I feel at the beginning of them here. She must be practicing her therapies. I feel like I will always use a third wheel if ever that time will come. I feel like if we ever have a child, the child would be raised by him and his mom and not us. He has no plans of leaving his mom because she's alone and he wants to take care of her forever. But I also dream of a house and of a family of my own. A house I can decorate on my own and manage on my own. I want to be the mom of the household, and that would never happen with him.
I want to do this to my son.
I'm confused because I love him, and I love his mom too. It's just that what they have makes me feel left out whenever I'm with them. What should I do now?
Oh my God.
TLDR, my boyfriend of 4 years has an ultimately close relationship with his mom, which makes me feel left out and like a third wheel.
How has she dealt with this for 4 years?
So it sounds like it got worse after the cancer.
How old is she again?
She
was 19 when she started dating this guy. So I think that is a lot of what is happening here.
When did the cancer happen, I guess?
Because she talks about like them not being able to go out since then. So it seems like it could have been more recent. Because I was at first thinking it was like farther back in the past.
Right.
I think if it's been more recent, I do cut him a bit more slack.
Yeah, for sure.
The thing that's like, haha, make jokes is weird, but it sounds like this is trauma. Trauma response,
well,
right?
So it is funny too, because so Tim and I just 2 years late watched the film Always Be My Maybe, which
very
was great.
Yeah,
I loved it. But like there's a plot point in it of an older parent and the child being like, I have to stay with you to help you. And they're like, what? No, you don't. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like, so it could, that's the thing. Like, I feel like we assume that this is a situation where the mom is the one like, I need you to stay here. But. Yeah.
Well, from what we see, there is a bit of the mother is just along with it. But, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe the son is such a mama's boy that the mom gets to be whatever the mother is in that situation.
He's obviously enjoying this, too. The thing. Like, he doesn't seem unhappy with this situation.
He doesn't seem like there's anything. He has no shame around it. There's nothing.
Nope.
Right.
Yeah.
He's like, it is normal for my mommy to massage my sore body every day and lay out my clothes after my bath.
Right. And the fact that she says bath and like clothes makes me like think she towels him off too.
Oh, no. She brings his toys into the bathroom.
it could be a different culture. We're unsure there. I know that sometimes we've had arguments with some of our friends who are from a different, I guess, nationality or their parents are from a different country.
Mm-hmm.
And like, don't do that. It's like, I have to.
I wondered that too. If it was, because obviously in many cultures, it is more normal to like live with like multiple generations in a house.
Right.
And, like, I don't think that like it's him living with his mom is not the problem.
Right.
Like that in itself could be fine. It's everything else about it.
Her confidence in that the cancer is like totally dealt with makes me think that it was like a mole or something.
Oh, see, and that's the thing, we don't know.
She's just a shit.
She had a real gnarly mole. And that got removed.
I just feel like there's so many different possibilities for what's actually happening here. I could see so many different scenarios because Michael, I could totally see it being a thing of she's like, oh, my cancer. And it's like, mom, you like had like a spot that was
like a pre-cancerous.
And they took it all.
Yeah. Right. Or this girl is just an idiot and she doesn't realize that part of the reason why the diet is so important is because she has to make sure her cancer doesn't come back.
Right. But she's upset about the food for the boyfriend.
Sure, but
I don't think the girlfriend's cooking for the mom.
Yeah, that's true. But I think, like, it could be a part, like, so my, let's just say a person in my family that's a stepmom to me, used to, she got really mad one time when someone bought a book of yoga for her because she said it was witchcraft because she does, she's such a insane Christian.
I don't know if I remember that.
I think it was a little bit before your time, but not much. And then she got super cancer and she turned into...
She loves turmeric now.
Yeah. intensely like homeopathic.
Crunchy granola. Crunchy,
like I have to do yoga and you know, things along with like like that, right? So it's possible, you know, that everything is tied up in there. Again, we are filling in a million holes because this is a weird question. It's not as easy as some of the other.
Yeah. And I do have to assume that hot dogs do give you cancer, so she's probably
that's why they taste good, Jennifer.
Yeah, it's all the cancer in them.
Also, just quick sidebar. I'm sure that none of our listeners would ever misconstrue something we said. Just want to go ahead and say right now, skin cancer is very serious.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, my God. Yes. Yeah.
So get that looked at if you've got it. Listen, and I know it can be absolutely fatal. Just, you know.
Please
don't yell at me.
Yes.
Everyone wear sunscreen.
You should definitely get your moles checked out. I've gone several times, and probably should go again.
Yeah. Everyone, just take a look at your moles. But there is, okay, the thing is, like, of course, like, skin cancer is a real concern, but we all know people that are like this. They blow up medical things into something much bigger.
Like I do.
That's such a mother-in-law thing to do, actually. I'm a bit of a hypochondriac.
The Munchausen vibe, but we don't know. The thing that's so weird about this question is that a lot of the things are weird, but most of them are like tier one weird. And the fact that they're all together, and the fact that she's nice, and the fact that the only food, she's like, oh, whenever I prepare food, whenever I prepare like dog shit food one, and maybe dog shit food two, we're not too sure. We're just kind of like colored by the first dog shit food.
Right.
Like, she didn't give a single easy to understand food explanation. She gave two maybes. A lot of times, you know, the butter chicken thing, that's probably fine, whatever. But the fact that she mentioned hot dogs.
I love seeing this insight into people's brains, like what details they choose to include. And I was just laughing to myself thinking, like, this question has so much information and it's long, and yet I still feel like I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Right, because we're filling so much in because it's so weird.
Is butter shrimp like butter chicken? Because butter chicken is
the fact like Indian food?
Indian butter chicken.
Yeah, I don't think it's good. Butter shrimp. It's not butter shrimp.
If it's literally
shrimp.
Just shrimp tossed in butter,
specifically buttered shrimp, not butter shrimp. I think she would say butter shrimp.
Is it buttered chicken or butter chicken? Potentially?
Well, she didn't say that. I just was guessing from the way she was writing. I might be wrong.
Yeah.
She might just be bad at writing stuff.
I'm fairly confident that she's not going to go from sticking a hot dog into a frying pan to a semi-intricate Indian dish.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I think she's just putting butter on shrimp. I mean, honestly, I'm looking at them and they look pretty good.
Yeah, right, this is good. Whatever this is good.
I'm gonna eat butter shrimp.
I mean, I don't know.
Is it like
this guy is never gonna be good for you. Never.
No, he's not leaving.
Never. Well, his mom. Someday, when his mom dies, dude, it's gonna fucking lose
shit.
Right, like, he has to go to therapy, right? Ha ha ha, very funny. He has to go to therapy. Because, like, if he cannot scream in house, even if he's banging you, and if he's banging you on the hour, like, on accident, like, then you're, this is a doomed thing. But also, it's a trauma thing. But also, you don't have to be a passenger to his specific trauma.
That is very true.
That is a tough line. If you love him, he's great in every other way, yada, yada, yada. Then sure, you can be a caring human.
He's perfect in every way, except for he won't stop yelling for his mom while he's actively inside of me.
Yeah, like, hey, clinch up real quick.
Mom, you're right in there?
Hey, he's gonna finish his
mom, Gatorade. Gatorade.
Mom, cramp. I need you to massage me.
Please. My butt.
My butt's cramping as I'm grilling my girlfriend.
The fact that she watches, why does it bother me that mom watches TV in his room when she's not there?
That's like, why, where's
I like that.
What's their living room? That is weird.
I think it's cool. They're in his bed, eating popcorn. I think that's nice. I don't know, man. This one is weird. It's so weird.
I feel like it's
for
like,
not the normal reason.
It's kind of breaking my brain for some reason. Yeah. Like, I just, again, I think it's the fact that I can feel so many different, like, realities spinning off from it. Right. Like, there's just so much here.
Because, like, part of me wants to completely be on the question asker side. And the other part is like, well, a lot of our examples are, there's several tier one weird examples, but not, you know, meaning. Low-level weird, but still very weird. And the other, like, twist that the mother is just very nice to her, too. Like, you know, there's a part of this, like, it's cool. You're, like, obviously, if you kind of, what's the word I'm looking for, accept this, you're going to have a mom that cooks for you, cleans for you. You're going to have a weird roommate that does a lot of stuff and takes care of your husband. I mean, yes, it's very, very strange, and you're going to feel like second fiddle, because you are.
I mean, the thing is, so there's, for those of you out there, I know that the three of you boys don't get into this, but I love a 90 Day Fiancé garbage trash. Mm-hmm. And this is like such a thing in that show, like, of like dudes and their mom that live with their moms. There's like a specific cult and his mom, Debbie. I'm like, is this them?
Colt, not cult?
No, Colt. His name is Colt. C-O-L-T. Colt.
Okay.
And his mom is Debbie, and they have lived together for years.
Yeah.
And like bringing the girlfriend into the house you share with your mom, it's giving me severe that vibes here.
Huh. One question I would like to have clarified is we obviously know that he is extremely active, is an active participant in this sort of mommy-son insanity.
Yes, he's into it.
The question I have, though, is he useless? Like,
yeah, there's not a lot about, like, the boyfriend in this. Like, what he, like, is he nice? Like, do you guys share
right, is he
in
does
common?
He clean? Does he cook? Like,
he's very attentive. We know he's that. You know he's attentive.
Yeah, he's very good caring for his mother.
The good thing for her, here's the thing, though. If she sticks around, then once the mom dies, she's going to be his number one in life.
Well, we kind of already talked about that. But yeah, I guess, like, isn't there something about you can judge a guy how he treats his mother?
Yeah, that's
true. People say that.
I guess it can be a little bit too much sometimes.
So, so you're going to have a very close relationship once his mom dies.
Oh, my God.
But I guess the other side is if he expects his mom to do everything for him.
True.
Then,
that's
how he's going to expect.
I wonder if you could team up with a mom and all right, let's make sure your son has a great life. Somehow.
This week, I'm going to dress him instead of you.
Go full sicko mode.
Just make a schedule, like a chore wheel, but it's for who's going to take care of this guy, who's going to massage him and make him butter shrimps.
Who's going to...
Man, this guy's living the life, huh?
That's right? Rules. Dude, can I live in this house?
Yeah, and again, she doesn't really complain about the boyfriend, except for checking on the mom every hour on the hour.
Other than him yelling for mom directly
and he won't
after
leave her for 2 hours.
Nutting.
Never taken her. I mean, never taken her on a date, man.
Come on,
that's
man.
Bad.
Come
right?
on, man. You gotta. That's crazy.
Go to therapy.
Honestly, let's look at this. Be logical.
Let's be logical.
Let's be logical.
Let's be rational here.
Be
for
rational.
A second.
I think that this girl needs to make this work for her. You got a mom. That's doing everything. Why don't you why don't you make mommy love you the most and then she'll do things
for
you?
Or at least
too.
Like 75% so that she makes you treats and picks your clothes.
Exactly.
And like
you could be getting back rubs from mom.
Exactly. Like, yes, it's weird, but what if you join in?
Yeah, what if you just start acting like your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Hey, mom.
It does
you
kind
okay?
of feel like they're going to accidentally end up in a throuple with this guy's mom. I think we can all agree there's definitely some weird incesty vibes going on.
Mm-hmm. No.
Some codependence
come
happening
on.
Here.
You're
come
taking
on.
This down a dark path.
This is, you're
it's unwarranted.
You're going doo-doo town.
Well, I'm just saying. Okay.
It's Mother's
Your mom
Day.
Ever given you a massage?
No.
I mean, like, I my mom's like rub my back and stuff, but like... Massage?
Not like a massage.
But I'm also not very touchy, so that's like I might. This is maybe just a me thing.
No,
I wasn't super.
This, but like this is like a codependent relationship, right? That's not typically considered healthy. What do you mean? No?
Michael, you're saying that you don't think that she should try to get in on this?
Michael, what are you saying?
I don't know.
We all disagree with Michael.
What kind of food does my mom make? That's what I want to know.
That's a great question.
Is she making him like baked hot dogs? Bean sprouts?
Yeah, all he gets from his mom are those crappy baked Doritos.
Oh, that'd be so funny if those suck so bad. Oh my god! The other day, Jennifer put in her grocery order those 3D Doritos, and they didn't have them.
Didn't have them.
Oh, really I got those the other day.
They're out. What?
Well, I don't think I realized this at the time. I think they're corn chips, basically. They taste like Fritos, more or less.
Oh, huh.
Like the consistency of them.
I've never had a 3D Dorito.
What? Yeah,
Michael, leave.
What?
It's like a puff.
They're back,
Dorito.
Baby.
They're back, baby, in Dorito form.
I can't wait.
This is why I mix packs. I miss out on Doritos.
You got to get your Dorito time at PAX. I'm excited for what other 90s food is going to come back. When's Orbitz coming back? I need it.
Surge came back, right?
What were those chips that made everyone shit?
The wild chips with the Lester in them?
Yeah, we need to get those back, man. Let's get shit.
Guys, I feel like we have done as much as we can to help this person. Spiraling.
Actually the real advice is like you need to get him to move out, and then if that doesn't work, then you got to leave.
I don't think this guy's
sit him down, ever. Watch Always Be My Maybe, stare at him the whole time.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Are you peeing on stage?
Huh? Are you?
Also, go to therapy.
Yeah, what are...
Or leave. It's only been 4 years. You're young.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You've only been dating this dude since you're 19.
Right, because the mom and the dude don't seem like it's a problem. So
they're like, this is good. We like this. No, like, what's going to happen? This girl is going to figure it out, and she's going to leave, and then this dude is going to be on 90 Day Fiancé in a couple years. He's going to be trying to bring some girlfriend over from another country.
Yeah, that part is bad.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Thank you guys for joining us on this ep. Do we want to go around and talk about a thing that made us happy this week?
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is Mother's Day, as we said. Happy Mother's Day to the moms out there.
Uh-oh.
What?
So we have some updates.
What? Sorry.
Okay.
All right.
Let's read some titles. My boyfriend got mad at me because I was watching BTS while messaging him. Massaging him.
Listen, how else do you think she's supposed to get through it?
My boyfriend of 5 years broke up with me because I said he's a mama's boy.
That was a month ago.
Did they get back together?
Well, the question we read was 4 years. Is it the same person?
Yeah, it should be.
I mean, all the ages and stuff are consistent in it. Yeah, maybe they broke up and then got back. They seem like the kind that would, honestly.
Huh. Yeah, they should break up due to these other ones. I went to my boyfriend's house, supposed to stay overnight, but we fought. Now I'm crying while he's sleeping. I just feel sad.
No, girl, you gotta go.
You gotta go.
Get out.
Get out.
Get out.
Anyway,
let's talk about things that made us happy this week.
Let's do
helped
it.
Us Who get through this horrible
she
2 years.
She said she got cancer last year, so it's still really
okay, that's
recent.
Pretty recent.
Nick, go. Nick, say something.
All right, I'm going to go. Okay, so my thing is a book that I've been reading this week. If anybody is a fan of The Martian by Andy Weir, he has a new book that just came out called Project Hail Mary. He actually did another book that came out after The Martian. It was okay. But this one I'm enjoying a lot more than his sophomore. Hello, Editor Nick here, just jumping in. We discussed some light spoilers for Project Hail Mary, but I wanted to give everybody a heads up in case they want to go in spoiler-free. It's nothing that you wouldn't get from reading the back cover of the book, but if you don't want to know even that, skip ahead about 2 minutes and 30 seconds right now. Effort.
What's the general what is the book about?
The Earth is at risk of some sort of catastrophe. I don't want to spoil too much, The book kind of takes place through flashbacks. He wakes up in some space. He is in space. He has kind of lost his memory because he has been in a medical coma on this spaceship for doesn't know how long. But like The Martian, it's very much like a book about a guy trying to solve problems, and I am extremely into that kind of shit. Like
that. No, I'm the same. Like, yeah, I really enjoyed The Martian for similar reasons. I feel like it scratches the same itch as books where you're trying to there's a murder mystery that you're kind of trying to solve. Like I like books where you can put the pieces together while you're reading.
Very much so. It's like a lot of little eureka moments. It's him. Like basically doing experiments to figure out if he's on a spaceship or not, because there's no windows, so he can't figure it out.
Oh shit! Oh my god!
So he's doing pendulums and like timing it and figuring out the gravity is different here. Like what's that about?
Damn.
But then as he gets his memory, it basically is flashing back to I remember this situation and then I remember this and this and this.
So you're piecing it together.
Yeah, exactly. And then so it's him solving some mystery in the past and then him in the present, trying to put all basically I know I did something important, and I know I'm here for a reason. I just don't know what it is.
I don't know why.
But I know I need to do it, because I think the Earth is in trouble.
Damn.
It's very fun. It's good. If you like science-y, I don't know how scientifically accurate it is. It's called Project Hail Mary. Okay. It's very fun. I'm very much enjoying it. I've read about 25% of it so far.
Nice.
So, it's good.
Thing that made me happy this week is another. I'll recommend another song that came out recently that I missed at first, but Marina of Marina the Diamonds put a song out called "Purge the Poison." It's very good. And a new version of it where she collabed with Pussy Riot just came out, and it's great.
Hell yeah.
Hmm.
My thing is digging through this person's post history.
I was literally waving my hand in front of his face and nothing.
I mean, I already talked to Nick about the book. I didn't need to hear it again. I don't want to read it. Skip the second one. Should I skip the second one, Nick?
They're not related in any way. I think the second one was optioned for some kind of TV, but
sick.
And it's also more of his second book is more of I don't want to say young adult, but it's more of an adventure story-ish.
So I have to close this Reddit page down because I'm losing it.
Yeah, Jim is becoming insane.
Jennifer, yours is a song. Michael, can you go? I was too busy.
Yeah. Is it uncool for me to say Oculus Quest? Is that uncool?
Is that uncool for me to
say Quest 2? Because that's not anyone can just go out and get one. So,
Quest 2, I think
it's
this
okay.
This is a legit question.
No, I think it's fine. If it made you happy, I think it's okay.
The Quest 2 is pretty available, honestly.
I'm just saying that regardless of whether it's available or not, not everyone can just go out and get one.
Financially, maybe not, but unlike other systems like the PlayStation,
you have a range of different things.
You can't go out and get a PlayStation 5, but
we know
you could technically go get an Oculus
because if they have enough money to be our patron,
they give it to us.
Okay, well then I'll do that one because I've been spending a lot of time in virtual reality.
Yeah, baby.
Is it starting to blend?
I don't even know.
He's losing.
There was literally me and Nick were playing ping pong together.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
And legitimately, I was lurched to try to get the ball, and I was my elbow's gonna hit the table, but it didn't because it wasn't real.
Did you immediately get a nosebleed? And Michael is dressed completely a Matrix character. Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he is. Yeah. I didn't want to bring it up before. Yeah, but
I thought it was cool.
Yeah. But yeah, it's neat. There's a lot of neat stuff in there. We hung out and played VR poker together the other night. Fun. That was fun. It was very silly.
You can smoke virtual cigarettes.
You can smoke cigarettes.
That's so cool.
Cigarettes.
That's so cool. Holy shit.
You put it in your mouth. You can put it in your mouth and you can like look down and see it there. And
yeah,
you take and then it out and when you like blow.
Yeah, if you hold it to your mouth for a little bit and then take it away and then make breath sounds, you can see smoke coming out.
Oh, dude, my God.
That's so cool.
I want it now. I want to smoke cigarettes in virtual reality.
You can also, if you're more health conscious, you can smoke virtual vapes as well.
Oh, I need to vape virtually, please.
And so the other fucked up thing about it is, like, the cigarettes cost money, and they only give you 5 for free, and then you gotta buy more.
What?
I'm supposed to gamble.
With the premium currency. But you get a free lighter though, but it's pretty plain. Yeah. It's a pretty boring lighter.
And you can pretend to light your friends on fire. That's fun.
All right.
I don't want to live in reality anymore. I only want to smoke cigarettes in virtual reality and light my friends on fire.
It is pretty fun because you also get a big selfie camera that it's on a selfie stick that you can extend and like it's actually pretty fun to like take selfies at the poker table.
The poker is not the fun part at all.
Poker is just the excuse.
Yeah, how's poker?
It's good. You get to throw the chips into the center.
That does sound very fun.
Can you, stack them like they do on
shows? Kind of, yeah.
There's still poker shows, or is that just 20 years ago?
I feel like on ESPN2, they're playing poker all the time.
All right.
The weird thing about that poker game, though, is, the longer you play it, the more premium currency you earn. So you earn a little bit of premium currency, just from playing it. And I had an account for a long time, and I logged in there, and I bought a bunch of shit. And so I had a squirt gun and a fidget spinner.
Really premium. You need it. You gotta squirt
and like all this stuff. Hey. And the squirt gun, you could just spray people playing the game the whole
time.
Here
comes the river.
And it was really annoying.
Squirt their poker chips and mm-hmm. make them fall over.
Yeah, squirt their cards.
If it wasn't locked to their player area, if they had a toy on the table, you could shoot it over with the squirt gun.
That's sick. My thing is not as good as that because that rules. I don't think you can smoke cigarettes in this at all. This is being recorded on May 9th, 2024. And,
that's not true.
And the, recommendation for you is a little video game called Subnautica. Whoa. Michael, you've played and beat Subnautica, right?
I played the year when it came out.
Yeah, I remember, I think I was streaming it, and then you're like, oh, I'll play it too. And then I was too scared to get forward. And then you're like, I win.
Fucking obsessed with it. It's so cool.
I was going to say, in my impression of Subnautica is this is the game that scares Tim, but he plays it anyway.
Yeah. It's a real little pile of shame for me that I have not played that. I own it. I think I've purchased it and I've gotten it free on 5 systems at this point.
Oh my God.
I have it 4 times because it's free all the time. So yeah, the new one's coming out on the 14th of May, 2021. No idea if it's good or not. I hear good things, but the original is very, very, very good. I suggest you play it. It's basically you are on a spaceship that crashes into a watered planet, basically completely watery. There's a couple islands, but mostly completely water. And you have to survive. It's one of those survival games where you start off, you got to eat, you got to drink water, you got to make sure you don't die
of poop.
Various things. But on top of it, since it's mostly water, you have to go underwater and you can't breathe underwater. Uh-oh. So all of these survival style games have the sort of power growth, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, I can go a little bit farther from my house and go a little bit farther from my house. But the fact that it has the breath mechanic is such a, easy to understand way of how you're getting stronger. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can go under for a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
My lungs are getting so strong.
I have a submarine, things like that. It's extremely terrifying because the sound design is probably one of the huge reasons of it. There's big sea monsters that will eat you. And, when you finally get to the point where you're strong enough not to be afraid of them, you're like, oh, why was I afraid? And then they just scream in your fucking face. And it's not great, but it's it's so loud and all encompassing that even when you're oh, I'm not in danger, but you're still kind of fight or flight.
That sounds very scary to me.
Yeah,
I don't think I would like that.
And when you're going deeper and deeper, right? Deeper.
And we all know that the bottom of the ocean is the scariest place in the universe. So.
You have a PDA assistant, robot lady that's talking to you. And she's always multiple Leviathan class fish are creatures in this biome. Are you sure whatever's here is worthwhile? And, you know, like, this area has 6 of the 7 things that cause terror in humans. It's really written. It's really funny. And it's been free like 36 places. It's probably on sale.
It's free right now on Game Pass.
Free right now on Game Pass. The console version kind of sucks, but it's worth, people like it, so if that's the only version you have, it doesn't suck, it's just not as good. But yeah, no, it's very, very good, very pretty, very fun, very scary.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's free on Game Pass PC.
Oh, sick. There you go.
One last thing I wanted to plug before we sign out today is, since it is Mother's Day, I just want to put a plug for nationalbailout.org. Today, they're doing a hashtag free black mamas, a national bailout specifically for moms. So if you want to give, throw a little cash in their direction, if you search, I think actually you just search nationalbailout.org and, you know, hashtag free black mamas, I'm pretty sure it will come up.
Cool.
So
yeah,
it's a good one.
It's a really good cause right now.
It is. Yeah. And I support the moms out there. Yeah, no, thanks guys for joining us in this episode. I was a little sleepy during it because I was a little hungover. I'm unemployed, so I'm allowed. So thanks for joining us on this mom journey.
Yeah, and speaking today of unemployed, patreon.com / dear internet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, baby. Throw us some money on there and you can listen to our very cursed Patreon episodes that are terrible. The ones we talked about last week were, whoo!
What were they again? Whoo.
Well, one had to do with blood seeping through a ceiling.
Oh my god.
Right.
And the other one was about summoning archangels. It was a pretty good episode. So, yeah, there's a lot of good ones in there. And you can get them all for $5, baby. Okay. So, yeah, go find us on Patreon. But yeah, if you see any good questions that you're just dying for us to answer, you can send them to us on Twitter at AskDearInternet, and you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
And I'm at R. Bristow.
Until next time, sincerely, Dear Internet.